Exclusive, Representative Ronny Jackson pans despicable. Immoral calls from Dems to withhold aid from Israel amid war versus evil Hamas. By Joshua Klein on November 29, 2023. Iran and its proxies, including Hamas, are evil and must be destroyed. According to Texas Republican Representative Ronny Jackson, who on Wednesday slammed recent despicable and immoral calls from some Democrats to withhold aid to Israel, deeming President Joe Biden's consideration of it a result of pressure from the radical left, liberal mob who are easily influenced by terrorist propaganda. He also called for the U.S. to stop subsidizing terrorism and instead stand with Israel as they seek to defeat Hamas and defend their homeland. In an exclusive statement to Breitbart News on Wednesday, Rep. Jackson declared that any talks of withholding aid from Israel in this critical time is despicable and immoral. "We have made our position clear. The United States stands with Israel unequivocally. And as long as I have a vote in Congress, I always will," he said. Rep. Jackson, who retired from the U.S. Navy as a rear admiral, also criticized recent pushes for a two-state solution, a framework which calls for the creation of a Palestinian state run by the Palestinian Authority, PA, which has for years supported terror activities against the Jewish state, while promoting violent anti-Semitic sentiments through media and education. Any new, previously failed, two-state proposal that the Iranian-backed Palestinian Authority would agree to at this time is not only unviable, but it would be born out of the darkest of times, from terrorist killing and propaganda, he said. "The enemy must be defeated before anything else is discussed," he added. Related, Alex Marlowe: Americans were held hostage while Joe Biden was having a barbecue at the White House. The Texas congressman called President Biden's suggestion of withholding funds for Israel the latest example of him being pressured by the radical left, liberal mob. "It is disgusting how feeble-minded liberals, products of elitist higher education, are so easily influenced by propaganda from legitimate terrorists," he said. "Make no mistake, Hamas is evil, they must be destroyed. Iran and its terrorist proxies are evil, they must also be destroyed." According to Rep. Jackson, the only solution at this current moment is for the United States to stop subsidizing terrorism and stand with Israel as they seek to defeat Hamas and defend their homeland. Earlier this year, Rep. Jackson denounced the Biden administration for putting American interests last, while accusing the president of having blood on his hands owing to his failed foreign policies, including his role in funding Palestinian terrorists, following the murder of an Israeli American at their hands. He also accused President Biden of actively stabbing our greatest ally in the back, insisting that Democrats are ecstatic over the betrayal of the Jewish state. In December, Jackson announced his filing of a lawsuit against the current administration to stop them from breaking the law, following then-President Donald Trump signing the Taylor Force Act into law. The lawsuit, filed along with conservative law group America First Legal, AFL, and American Victims of Palestinian Terror Attacks, claims the Biden administration is breaking federal law by resuming U.S. aid to the Palestinian government, having awarded the Palestinian Authority, PA, with roughly $500 million, of which funds are used to pay convicted terrorists and their families. The PA President Mahmoud Abbas has repeatedly vowed he would never stop rewarding terrorists, even if it was down to its last penny. The Biden administration reinstated aid to the authoritarian regime shortly after coming into office, conditioning American aid to Israel. The matter comes as some Democrats call for conditioning military aid to Israel, particularly following recent tensions in Gaza. Led by socialist Senator Bernie Sanders and supported by other progressives, the effort aims to limit Israel's military actions against Palestinians in its war against Hamas following the terrorist group's October 7 massacre in Israel, the deadliest against Jewish people since the Nazi Holocaust, which saw the torture, rape, execution, immolation, and abduction of hundreds of Israelis of all ages, mostly civilians, and dozens of Americans. President Biden himself expressed his openness to consider conditional aid last week, calling it a worthwhile thought. However, the approach has faced backlash from many others, including Democrats, who argue that it could empower Hamas and undermine Israel's security. Even the Wall Street Journal described the pressure from Democrats to condition Israel's aid as linked to the libels against Israel that one hears whenever it defends itself. The stipulation is said to be merely that Israel follow international law. But since Israel does follow international law, and the U.S. already can withhold foreign assistance on human rights grounds, the condition is unnecessary, but not harmless, the paper's editorial board wrote. During wartime, it would signal to Israel's enemies that the U.S. has gone wobbly on the campaign to destroy Hamas. It also notes that Israel's military operations have been strategically targeted, while Hamas's has been markedly indiscriminate. Israel's counteroffensive has been the opposite of indiscriminate. Forced by Hamas to fight in a densely populated urban area, Israel has hit more than 15,000 targets. If those had been indiscriminate strikes, the death toll would be many times higher than even Hamas claims. The essay states, adding that Hamas has attacked Israel indiscriminately every day of the war, beginning with the October 7 massacre. U.S. aid to Israel, a closer look. The United States' provision of aid to Israel serves a range of strategic, political, and economic interests. Key among these is Israel's role as a crucial strategic ally in the Middle East, a region of great geopolitical significance. This alliance facilitates vital intelligence sharing, especially on regional threats and counterterrorism, enhancing U.S. national security. The collaboration in military research and technology, leveraging Israel's advanced military capabilities and combat experience, is invaluable for U.S. defense innovation. Additionally, the relationship bolsters regional stability and supports the U.S. policy of promoting democratic values in a predominantly volatile area. Economically, the U.S. benefits significantly as most of the aid is channeled back into the American defense industry, supporting domestic jobs and technological advancements. Politically, the U.S.-Israel alliance maintains American influence in Middle Eastern affairs and helps in navigating complex international diplomacy, including the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. U.S. military aid to Israel, with a significant portion dedicated to missile defense and other cooperative defense programs, constitutes less than 0.1% of the U.S. federal budget of over $6 trillion in 2022, and is minimal compared to the vast U.S. military budget of approximately $705 billion in 2021 and the significant foreign aid provided to other countries for various purposes. Related, freed Israeli child hostage allegedly tortured in captivity reunites with his mother. Prominent speaker, influencer and human rights activist Hananya Naftali described U.S. aid to Israel as a win-win for both countries, noting that beyond military support, it creates American jobs, fosters technological and defense cooperation, and enhances the U.S. economy, while reinforcing the strong, mutually beneficial alliance between the two nations. Nevertheless, Caroline Glick, one of the most staunch pro-Israel voices in the media, has argued that Israel should stop taking U.S. military aid because it has corrupted the leadership and policy choices of her country. Instead of being a client state vulnerable to changes in U.S. leadership, Glick writes, Israel needs to move the relationship to that of a strategic partnership that preserves the alliance and boosts Israeli independence. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.